This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Medical experts and public health leaders have been expressing concern since the start of the coronavirus crisis about the pandemic causing a wave of mental health problems. Some have even referred to it as a second pandemic. Now there's evidence that those experts are right. Today, researchers at the Boston University School of Public Health released the first national study to document depression severity during the pandemic. The study found a significant increase in the number of people who showed symptoms of depression after the pandemic began. Joining us is the lead researcher, Catherine Ettman. And Catherine, the numbers are quite striking in the study. What did you find out about the increase in people reporting depression symptoms since the coronavirus pandemic started?
We found three key findings. One quarter of Americans, 27.8%, reported depression symptoms during COVID-19. This represents a threefold increase over what it was before COVID, and people with fewer resources were the ones who were more likely to have depression.
How did you determine this? How many people did you survey to begin with?
We launched a nationally representative survey where we surveyed 1,441 adults over the age of 18. We used a nationally recognized questionnaire that patients take to screen for depression. It's a series of 9 questions, and once they answer these, we put together a score. So this is as close as we can get to a clinical diagnosis of depression using a self-administrated screener.
And what kind of data do you compare the results to?
So we know that depression increases after traumatic events, and this study allowed us to measure the scope of mental illness at this particular moment, which was April 2020. And for the before COVID measure, we used a survey, which the national government administers, and we used the most recent data that were available, which were the 2017 to 2018 data. And we found a higher prevalence in the population after this event than is usual after other large-scale traumas. For example, after the September 11th attacks in New York City, 10% of Manhattan residents reported symptoms consistent with depression. This is probably because we are experiencing COVID as well as the economic consequences of COVID.
You mentioned that the research found some notable differences in depression prevalence or severity among people who are struggling economically. Was that the biggest factor for people who reported being depressed, or are there others?
It was a large and significant factor. Having lower household income, having lower household savings, being unmarried, and being exposed to more COVID stressors was associated with more depressive symptoms. My hope is that with this research, we can call attention to mental health as a critical part of our public health priority. So we need opportunities for screening, which can be done through clinicians and points of care so that people with poor mental health can be identified. And we need to make sure that there are sufficient opportunities for treatment and that that treatment is not only available to those with resources.
Catherine Ettman is the lead researcher on a study out today from the BU School of Public Health documenting a threefold increase in people reporting depression symptoms after the coronavirus pandemic began. The study is published online in the journal JAMA Network Open. You can link to it at WBUR.org. Thanks a lot, Catherine.
Thank you so much for having me.